Ramble. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of You Can Sit With Us. This is our spooky episode. My name is Maggie. I am joined by Becky.
Boo!
Matthew.
Hello.
And we have Rainy on the ones and twos.
Hi.
Today, we're talking all spooky things.
Spooky, scary.
Spooky, scary.
Well, I mean, number one, what are you guys being for Halloween?
Yes.
Are you dressing up? I bet Matt's not.
So actually, you know how Eugene always does like a really
extravagant
over the top costume,
a litty lit costume.
So I'm not allowed to give anything away, but this year he wants me to be part of it.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, so it's Barbie and Ken.
Yeah.
Easy. I mean, look at Matt. It's Barbie and Ken.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Duh. Pink.
Obviously.
Pink. All. It's not Barbie and Ken, but it is going to be pink.
Ooh, okay.
I love it.
And how far in is he? Because they're extravagant. So he's got to be prepping months in advance.
Yeah, he's been prepping for a while.
Is it close? And are you doing the professional photography too?
Yeah,
you got to do the photography.
That. Yeah. Professional makeup artist, professional photographer. Oh my
God. And then are you going trick or treating or?
Not as that. You know, I'll be
something
like
tells me it's inappropriate.
I'll be
or
like
very
festive
scary?
For Halloween, you know?
Okay.
Like witch hat or like
beautiful witch
pumpkin
hat?
Pumpkin face paint or something, you know, but not full out costume.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Five. What are you going to be, Becky?
Well, this year, we know we love having our Halloween party. We do it every year with our friends where we all give candy to the little kids and we put on like a spooky light show and we have like the fog machine going. So we're like that house.
Very fun.
When you're trick or treating. And this year, because Keith looked so cute in the Spirit Halloween video in his penguin outfit, we're all going to be penguins.
Happy, oh, cute.
Happy Feet family.
Happy Feet. Yeah, we're all going to be a Happy Feet family, little penguins. We got Henny a little costume that hopefully comes in time.
What is he going to be?
A penguin.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. I got really excited. I blacked out.
A penguin. We're all penguins. Yes.
March
are you and Zach going to dress up for the trick-or-treaters?
So Zach,
or are you just coming over to our house?
We're going to come over to your house. We'll pass out candy for a little bit since I know kids typically come pretty early. And then we'll head over to yours probably. But Zach and I can't decide on a costume. So usually I think it's going to be me and Beau. Unless Zach like hijacks him. But me and Beau are going to be a couple's costume. Mm-hmm. And then
what are you gonna
be? I don't know yet. I think I may be Jazzercise Barbie.
Ooh, Jazzercise. I love that.
Yeah, maybe Jazzercise Barbie. And then Bowie can wear like a Jazzercise visor and like some neon
That's
socks
funny.
Or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Because it needs to be something where we can take a photo together, but he can also like I can also stand alone. Because if I rely too much on my counterpart, that like doesn't come out in
my
public. But yeah. So we'll see. We'll see how it comes together.
Yeah. Have you ordered
going,
it?
No, this month has gone by so quickly.
It's gone by really fast.
Yeah, I feel like I should have gotten it this weekend because next weekend is usually when people start really celebrating.
That's true.
Yeah.
So when you give out candy, do you give out the full-size candy bars or
no.
are you the tiny, teeny ones?
We're just like the Halloween pack of the variety pack. We got like two of them in the pantry already, ready to go. Are you a full candy bar?
No. We are not made of money. No. I love to give children a lot. We had so many last year. We actually, there was a running joke with our friends because our friends Hannah and Jake were over last year and Jake let this little boy take like two fistfuls of candy. And Keith was like, Jake, you can't let them take that much candy. Otherwise, we're going to run out. And then we did end up running out. So we had to give kids chewy granola bars.
Mm. Oh,
which
we were that house.
We were like,
gave out some toothbrushes.
Sorry about that. So this year we are prepping. We are ready. We are going to have
enough.
We got
the backup toothbrushes ready from the dentist.
It's so cute when you let them pick for themselves.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Usually kids just take one or two. But this kid was lit. He was like, it was the end of the night. He was like, yes. And then at that point, how you tell him no.
Yeah.
So you kind of just not let him go.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we do the little candies. Mm-hmm. But we usually get a lot of trick-or-treaters because also our house is by a bunch of apartment buildings. So I think a lot of the people in the apartment buildings come into the neighborhood too, because there aren't a lot of cars that drive through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a very like safe for walking in the street neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. Trick-or-treating in LA, I feel like it's not a little. Yeah. Because in Denver, it's like, yeah, just go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like, be free.
Walk down the street.
Mm-hmm. There's so many places you could trick-or-treat.
Yeah. LA, I feel like you have to like go somewhere to trick-or-treat.
Yeah.
Well, my neighborhood, no one does trick-or-treating.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's true.
Oh, that's shocking.
Yeah, there's no one around.
Whoa. Yeah. So are you going to Becky's? Like, what are you guys going to do?
TBD.
Turn your lights off?
TBD?
TBD.
No, you're going to WeHo, baby. TBD. He's turning his lights off.
Yeah.
Going to the club.
Going to the club.
Going to the club.
I mean, the West Hollywood has a huge, crazy festival.
It does.
Yeah.
It's party.
They shut down the streets.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's and fun. You just walk and you just look at people's costumes.
Yeah, there's so
good people watching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to figure out what I'm going to be, because I actually want to do it this year.
Ooh.
But I haven't made any progress.
Okay. Are you thinking like pop culture? Are you thinking?
Pop culture could be big. Honestly, I think I'm open to anything. Okay. Maybe I even just do the most dramatic, like witch, but like actually like try and lean into it, you know?
Okay.
Like paint your skin green.
Well, Matt, I have to be cute.
You said really lean into it.
Yeah, that's true. But black wig, maybe?
Okay.
Or like, or like, you know, just be dramatic about it, but like it doesn't have to be super creative, because I think that's where I get held up, where I'm like, it has to be clever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this year I'm like, maybe I'm just a Scooby-Doo person.
David Dang always did a very clever Halloween costume.
Very punny.
And one night, or one Halloween, he was a one-night stand.
That was one of my favorite costumes. And he dressed up
as a nightstand, like next to your bed.
With like a sheet. I remember he had like a whole cardboard cutout.
He like made out of cardboard.
That's really funny.
And then he went around telling everyone he's a one-night stand. So rainy.
One-night stand.
I could just borrow.
Yeah.
Text David.
Text him up. Be like, where's your one-night stand costume? Yeah. I need it.
Was it out of cardboard or was it?
Yeah.
I was like that.
It was really good. It was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I saw in a TV show we were watching last night, there was someone at a Halloween party that was wearing plastic, like all the way up to their neck.
Dexter.
And then in blue letters, it said ice, and they were a bag of ice. So I feel like that one could be cute and also like a little like flirty fun.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like see-through.
I was going to say, sounds kind of see-through.
Yeah. But you'd be wearing like a nude bodysuit. You know what I mean? Or like blue because you're the ice.
Yeah.
I feel like that could be kind of cute.
I'll melt in your arm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the Instagram caption.
Yeah. I'll melt in your arms or in your car. Yeah. I think that'd be a cute one. Are you going to go to a party? Or are you going to go? Like,
well,
what
the
are
office
the vibes?
Is doing. Oh, wait. No, that's not on Halloween. That's like the day before or something. Wait. Is that today?
Oh, did karaoke win?
No.
Okay.
So the office put out a poll, karaoke or the hayride. Mm-hmm. Hayride won, which I'm fine with, but also I'm like, karaoke is more fun, in my opinion.
Is it spooky hayride? Is it spooky hayride?
It's the haunted hayride.
Oh, spooky.
Yeah, spooky, spooky.
Well, karaoke you can kind of do all the time. And then
you could do karaoke in the hayride.
Hayride, it's kind of only this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
True.
But I feel like karaoke is very fun to do in costume.
Yeah. I've never sung karaoke because I've gone to karaoke bars, but then the line is always too long.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
But anyways, okay, so what have been like your biggest Halloween costume? So David Dang obviously was a one-night stand. Mm-hmm. As a kid, were you store-bought or were you DIY?
I was a pirate for like 10 years. Like, we just had like the same costume. We get used over and over. You know?
That was pirate day for Matt.
It's pirate day.
It's not Halloween, it's pirate day.
Did you like that or did you always want another costume? And your mom was like, no, we're not buying another one.
I don't think I really cared about it. You know what I mean? It's like you just have to dress up because everyone's dressing up.
Yeah.
And you have to dress up to go trick-or-treating.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's true.
But you can't not dress up and go trick-or-treating.
You're just yourself.
Like, so I'm a teenager.
Yeah. It was means to an end, and the end was candy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was not necessarily like the act of dressing up.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
what about you, Becky? What were you?
Yeah.
I was definitely store-bought, 100%. I went as a cow one year.
Yeah, we saw that picture.
Yeah, I won a Halloween costume being that cow. I got more into Halloween in high school. I really liked dressing up, and I always did like big friend costumes. So my best friend Natalie and I did a Halloween. We were Wayne and Garth from Wayne's World because it's in Illinois. Movie.
Cover.
We loved that one. And then we went as the Scooby-Doo people.
Mm-hmm.
So I was Velma.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think what else we did. I think Velma was senior year. And then that was the next year. But I don't remember when I stopped trick-or-treating. Like, I feel like I was a late trick-or-treater because I love candy. And I was like, why would I?
Sophomore year of college.
I was like, okay. Year of college. Like, I found humility aside. Yeah, no shame. Like, I drove to houses. Like, beep, beep.
When they're older, do you say anything if there are older trick-or-treaters at your door? No? You're like, no. Oh, you're very tall for a trick-or-treater.
No, I don't shame them because I see, I'm like, yes, get it. Get candy as long as you can. I might take Henny around just to get the free candy.
Yeah.
I'm like, trick-or-treat.
We're trick-or-treating for this baby.
No, he'd get so mad and it's like way past his bedtime.
Yeah, true.
Oh. Although I feel like in Illinois we had like trick-or-treat times, like at a certain point, maybe because of stranger danger, we weren't allowed to be trick-or-treating when it was dark out.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, I think it was like, ended at like 7:30 or something.
All of our houses were so far apart, your parent had to drive you.
Oh, wow.
Like, you couldn't walk.
Whoa.
The house, you know what I mean?
That is a different trick-or-treat.
So it was like your group of friends like would go in the family van and then they would drive them around to go trick-or-treating at everyone's house.
That's cute.
Oh.
I kind of like that.
But you didn't get the streets full of kids vibe.
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, I also feel like our Halloweens were different than a California Halloween because we were cold.
We were usually chilly.
Yeah. What was the freedom like of having beautiful California weather for Halloween? Like, could you just be whatever you want?
I definitely took it for granted because I never thought about what I was going to put on top. I was just like free. I was like a cheerleader, I think, like second through fifth grade.
Vibes.
Yeah. Ooh. I was Minnie Mouse.
Bring it on.
Yeah. Step it up. Yeah. Gotta show. But yeah, I guess we would always go to like my cousin's house. They had like a very trick or treat friendly neighborhood where there was just like loads of kids within the street and everyone did either some sort of like decoration outside of their house or like had haunted houses. So that was always really fun.
What was your favorite Halloween costume you've ever worn?
I remember
Jazzercise Barbie.
This one was like a work costume because we were like, should we be crayons? And I was like, guys, we should all be trolls. So like 2 years ago, as our entire unit went as trolls, which was really fun.
You love trolls.
I love trolls.
Trolls. Are you going to be trolls this year?
No, not trolls this year. I already did it.
It's done.
I remember 1 year our entire unit was different food. So like someone was pasta. I was like cookies with someone. And that I was so excited to come to work that day. Like everyone loves working on Halloween because there's a literal like parade that goes around the entire unit into different of the children's unit, which was really cute. And they come and get candy. I was floated that day. I was floated to a different floor that wasn't as Halloween friendly.
So you were just in costume,
like doing rounds, like presenting to families and doctors that I'm not normally used to working with. And I was, you remember like the white and pink cookies with like, my pink cookie was nowhere to be found. I was just by myself and everyone was like, what are you? I was like, I'm the white cookie.
A wafer.
I'm a manila wafer.
Yeah.
But, oh no.
It was still a fun day. I still like went over to my unit and like watched the parade, but I had to be somewhere else.
Oh.
But yeah, I love Halloween. It's so fun.
So fun. Yeah. Did you guys do any like college young adult parties? Any out of hand Halloween parties?
Whoa. Not out of hand.
Not that I remember.
We did.
Matt doesn't remember much from
my college roommates did throw a Halloween party. I was an astronaut and
a slutty astronaut.
Yeah. Well, not. I wouldn't say we were slutty, but we
would you
were
able
not,
to go up in space in your college?
No, absolutely not.
Were you an interstellar?
No, we were not an interstellar. We had helmets and just like sparkly shorts. Sparkly little sequin shorts. Me and a friend. But we had people over and pre-gamed a little too hard and we all fell asleep before everyone left.
Fell asleep.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun.
I feel like I didn't go to a lot of, I don't remember like crazy Halloween parties. We had like a thing called mock prom at the end of every year that was more the costume party. So I feel like Halloween was like whatever.
But what would you wear to mock prom?
It depended on the theme.
Oh, the theme every year.
Yeah, there was a theme on mock prom. Like one of the ones that I always talk about because it's the first time Keith and I were photographed together was obscure movie characters.
Ooh.
And so that's a good theme. I went as a true obscure movie character, Wendy Pfeffercorn from The Sandlot. And Keith and all of his friends went as like the main characters from The Sandlot. And they're like, you have to take a picture with us. And I was like, I'm an obscure movie character. You're just movie characters. What are you talking about?
Wait, so did you correlated, okay, we're going to do this movie. And then they were the main characters and you were like.
No, I did it on my own. I was like, I'm my obscure.
They went separately.
We were totally rogue. We didn't know, I wasn't friends with him. I didn't know his what his people were doing.
Yeah.
His improv people. And then I ended up having to take pictures with them.
Worse.
I know.
But then you have that photo, which is cute.
It is really cute because we look like literal babies. Teeny tiny babies.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So that's that was probably really my favorite costume was Wendy Pfeffercorn.
Yeah.
That was really cute.
That's
really
a good, fun. Yeah. I mean, that's just very a great easy. Theme. Mm-hmm. Great yeah. theme where it's like, okay, I can, and then it also is a conversation starter.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. But in terms of spooky, have you guys ever seen a ghost?
Not that I know of. I mean, maybe.
Never?
Mm-mm.
No spooky.
I mean, maybe I did and I didn't know. Right?
That's true.
You never know.
Yeah.
The cats are always staring like there's a ghost in the corner.
Do you guys believe
babies?
Babies
always look at things. Maybe the baby
God.
Sees ghosts.
Babies.
Your house
Henry's
could be
gonna
haunted.
Be like, what are you looking at?
It could be. Henny's like, what up, ghosts?
Yeah.
You should ask Keith that question because
he's seen a ghost,
story. Spooky dookie.
Okay, I'm definitely gonna ask him.
I don't necessarily not believe in ghosts. Yeah. I just think like why piss them off?
Yeah.
Just in case they exist. Let's just.
Like, I don't think I'm like very like Shane from Watcher. Like, I'm not tapping on Annabelle's glass and like trying to get her to follow me home. Mm-mm. Like, that is not for me.
Mm-mm.
I just think why risk it? Just in case it does end up.
What would you do if
Keith
was doing that?
That's one of his. He can't do that.
That's one of our. He can't do that.
Because I have to live with you.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
I said, well, what if the ghost follows you home? Then I have to deal with the ghost. I did not consent to being haunted.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there will never be, Keith will never be involved in a video where they go to, like, a spooky dookie place.
Mm-hmm. I mean, well, Matt and Maggie, are you okay with your partners, too? Are you, like,
I feel like I don't really have a say.
I was like, Zach, yeah, Eugene would not listen to me.
Zach just went to a spooky clown motel and stayed in a haunted room.
Yeah.
And he FaceTimed me while he was there. I did not know what he was doing. And he's like, I'm staying in the haunted room. I was like, Zach, what?
Ooh. Get out of there.
Get out. I was like, oh, no.
Did he feel
spooky
haunted?
Dookie.
Was he freaked out when he was there?
He wasn't really there to like piss off ghosts. He was like, I'm here for a different reason. I'm like interviewing and like understanding
the clowns,
the historical context of this place. But I was like, this is horrifying, scary.
Do you guys like haunted houses?
Oh, no, mm-mm. No. I'm going to Disneyland for the first time during Halloween, which I'm excited about. I'm very excited. I haven't been to Disneyland in probably like 5 or 6 years. Or actually, no, that's a lie. We went for Eugene's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Like
that was
3 or
4
years. Yeah, Eugene's birthday was the last time I went, which was like 2018.
Probably.
So that was like, yeah. That's crazy. Yeah.
It's a while ago.
So Disneyland, I'm assuming, does like a bunch of...
Not super scary stuff just because it's so child friendly, but it's like Maggie level.
Yeah. There we go.
Pumpkins.
Yeah, they're pumpkins.
Maggie level scary.
The Nightmare Before Christmas, the haunted house. Mm. Like, I'll do that haunted house.
Yeah.
I like haunted houses.
In LA, there's a haunted
the drive-in.
There's a drive-through haunted house?
Car wash.
Car wash, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's in
haunted
where?
Haunted car wash in LA.
There's one in Anaheim,
go through,
too.
And they'll like knock on your windows when you're in the car wash and stuff and like try to scare you.
Yeah, I saw that there's one in Anaheim that they do it too. People like line up for hours and then you go through like a 3-minute car wash. But like the monsters will put like hearts and stuff and like try and scare you. Very effective. Not only do you get scared, but your car is washed at the end.
I do feel like that's two birds, one stone.
Yeah.
$20 for the car wash.
Yeah. My friend Torian went to this haunted house that I won't. That's where I draw the line. I don't want to be touched.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm like, you can jump out and scare me and I'll think that's funny, but like, I don't want to be touched. But he went to this place. They like drove. It's like 40 minutes away or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to sign a million waivers. Like, it's one of those places where they could like
that
almost kill you. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
But he said they were literally like digging graves and like they were all like puddled in this like big grave at one point. Like it was creepy. I was like, no, thank you.
Ugh.
Like I do not want a bag thrown over my head and like dragged into another room. No, thank you.
That's
I do not want to pay for that.
That would be a lot.
That's yeah. A lot. Yeah. That's I feel like much. My fight or flight would kick in too much.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, how do you not like reflexively like, ah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I guess you know that they're going to kidnap you, but.
Yeah. I wonder what kind of waivers they have to sign. The workers have to sign. Like the actors. Because oh, it's probably like
a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. People get scared and then they're just.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like nose. That waiver is like you're consenting to them touching you, but they should not be subjected to yeah. everyone touching them kind yeah. of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. That's where I draw the line. I'm not into that.
No. Yeah. Mm-mm. I haven't been to a haunted. I'm too scared to go. I haven't okay. been ever.
Maybe this is the year.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm so, I just feel like I would.
You know, one you could try. There's this really cute one back when we lived in Los Feliz. There was a kid. We were literally just walking around one year because we didn't, you know, obviously we didn't have a house, so I yeah. couldn't give out candy to trick-or-treaters. So yeah. we'd walk around the block with a bowl of candy and just oh, give it to people.
That's so cute.
And so we found this house, and they were doing a haunted house, and we looked it up later, and this kid convinced his parents years ago to have a haunted house at their house.
Oh my gosh.
And every year it got better and better, and he was in high school at the time. So all of his high school friends were in it, and oh they did God. Like tarps over everything, and you know, that's it was cute. All donation based.
That's fun.
Yeah. So, and it was a very tame, very cute, because it was kids. But still, there was one point where Keith turned around to look at me, and I saw a kid come out in front of him, and Keith didn't see it. So yeah. when he turned around, he was like, oh my God, and got really scared. But I feel like that would be a good, like, beginner yeah. haunted house, because yeah. they're not, like, you know, they're not trained like a scarers. Kiddie ride. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. yeah.
It, but it's still spooky. Going?
I think so. I hope so.
Aww.
I'm going to send a bunch of people to Los Feliz, and they're like, where's yeah. my haunted house?
He went to college.
Yeah, I mean, he did go to college. Oh. This was years ago.
He comes back for Halloween to do, maybe.
True. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was really cute.
Yeah.
But they're scary.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. I mean, so, okay, in terms of like surface level fears, what's the temperature check on how you feel about spiders?
I think they're gross.
Gross, but not scary.
They catch all the flies.
That's what Keith says.
So you're not scared of them? Okay. Heights?
No.
Heights.
I mean, I don't want to jump from a plane.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to jump from a plane.
I'm not afraid to like be in the tallest building.
Yeah, I guess
that's true.
Or like what are the typical things that actually do scare you? Like snakes, dark?
Not like super nothing. Afraid.
Matt's not scared. Yeah. He has no fears.
Matt is very like balanced. You're a very balanced individual.
Rational.
Yeah, more rational. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more like the big stuff, like car crashes or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Death.
Yeah. Death.
Destruction.
Yeah.
Destruction. Yeah. Nuclear war.
Climate change.
But they do say that climate change. They do say that people that are afraid of the dark means that they can like see things in the dark. And so they're afraid of it because they know there's something there.
I'm afraid of the dark. I wouldn't necessarily think I see things. I just don't want to see
like
things.
Like ghosts and stuff or like energies. Yeah. That's what they say. People who are afraid of the dark.
Ooh.
Like sense that there's something in the dark and that's why they're afraid of it.
Oh, I don't like that.
No, I just, I think that's just like the unknown. Like Zach has to take, like I try and take Bowie out before sundown and I'm like, Zach, after it's sundown, you take Bowie out. I get too scared.
Yeah.
yeah.
Scared.
I don't like being alone.
It's spooky. Yeah, in my backyard too. I was like,
spooky dookie.
Yeah. We've had like a lot of critters back there too. I'm like nervous that Bowie's going to like see a raccoon and then I'm going to have to like separate them or it's just going to surprise me. No. Yeah. No. No,
but I started reading Scythe.
Scythe,
amazing
do you love
it? Book. I'm like okay. halfway through, so oh I'm not gosh. Done.
Yay!
But it is like really, it's getting me back into reading. First
isn't
of all,
isn't it? It's like a good.
It's a great. It's like a page turner, and yeah. also it's like it's actually kind of very philosophical.
Yes, it really yeah. like posits a lot of questions about like life and death and humanity.
Yeah. So natural plug. Listen to our book club.
Listen
episode.
To Rainy and Maggie's book club.
But it is actually making me feel better about death in some ways.
I love that.
Yeah. It's sort of. I think it's just like exposure therapy, like talking about it. Mm-hmm. And like in a very like even toned way, kind of.
Yeah.
Or like it's a very sort of like, more neutral.
Of fact. Yeah. yeah. That death yeah. just happens.
And it's like important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. yeah. So yeah. that's my fear that I'm death. That I'm coming around on. Death.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The scythe.
The
scything.
The gleaning.
The gleaning. That's what it was. The gleaning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like airplanes.
Oh.
And yeah. I don't like being in small spaces.
Ooh. Okay.
Not like, I don't consider an elevator a small space. Like, I think that's like people
what
are
about
truly
a small
claustrophobic.
Airplane.
Oh, I will never go in a small
like a
airplane.
Little, like, two seater.
Yeah. Based statistically, no.
What about a helicopter?
Statistically, on
what
those
about a
tiny planes? Absolutely not.
You don't go in a helicopter?
Again, statistically, the amount of tiny planes and helicopters that crash is way less than cars. Astronomical.
Is less than
compared
cars.
To
is
commercial way less than airliners. Cars. Yeah. It is way less than cars, but it is astronomical compared
so
to
commercial
airliners.
You're not going to get on your private jet anymore?
Absolutely not. Gonna, no, I gave away the PJ.
Now, what about you? What are you kind of scared of? The dark.
The dark is a big one. Heights. Like there was one recently I went into a bathroom and it had like an optical illusions like right in front of the toilet. So like when you sit down, it feels like you're falling.
That?
I don't know, but I literally was like on the toilet with my feet like this. And I knew it was an optical illusion, but just like having my feet over that, I was like, no, absolutely not. So I was like splayed. I don't like heights. I don't like falling. Falling is a big one. I like oftentimes. Yeah. I feel
when
like
when you
I,
fall asleep and you have that
and
feeling.
I jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do not like that. Yeah. It happens a lot too. Mm-hmm.
Do you know why that happens? We Googled it.
Why is it?
It's because it's one or the other, and I can't remember which one. It's either your brain falls asleep before your body falls asleep, or your body falls asleep before your brain falls asleep, and it's waking you up because it thinks you're like dying.
Oh.
Because your like body and brain aren't communicating.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they're communicating correctly. Like, that is what's supposed to happen. You're supposed to wake up. Mm-hmm. But that's why you get that jolt when you're sleeping.
I hate that.
I hate that.
I know. I hate that feeling. We Googled it one night and was like, what is this? Why does this happen?
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty good TikTok, though. I'll probably cut that. It explains why you fall asleep.
Becky explains the one time she Googled.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's run through some fall things. So, okay, I'm going to say the fall thing, and then... Obviously, these are, like, pretty good, but I want to know, like, is it actually worth it? Like, for example, pumpkin chunkin' for me, I think it's cute.
Pumpkin what?
Pumpkin chunkin'.
Chunkin'?
Have you never seen that? It's, like, where you throw a pumpkin.
Like, when you chuck a pumpkin?
Yeah.
What the heck is that?
Well, I think I really only know it from Modern Family, from an episode of Modern Family.
Oh.
I think that's where I learned about it, but you, like, have a catapult, and you go to, like, a field. And
I have seen this.
Oh, you have? Okay.
I've never done it, but I've seen it.
I'd chuck a pumpkin.
Yeah, right?
Why not?
I actually think that's pretty fun. I don't know how you get the catapult.
Probably have to build it.
Yeah.
Probably need to know.
Build it.
Mark Rober.
Or you could like have a contest on who can chuck it the farthest. Kind of like.
And just like.
Catapult.
Shot put it.
Shot put.
Yeah. Okay. So it's worth it.
Worth it.
Worth it. Apple picking.
Apple picking.
I like apples.
I like apples.
I mean, I used to do that. Being from upstate New York, we used to do that.
That's true.
I feel like every
New York
fall because it was really
apples.
Good. Here, it's not as like exciting.
Yeah. And you know a lot of apple facts.
I do.
You listened to a podcast once.
Oh yeah,
I don't know. You told me all about apples one day.
About Johnny Appleseed.
Yes.
Yeah. Wait, what? What's about Johnny Appleseed?
Well, because everyone has misconceptions about who Johnny Appleseed actually was, and thinking that he was like cultivating all of these different types of like. You know, yummy apples were actually, he was an advocate for crab apples.
Little ones.
That was, the little ones, because that gave people like different food for their animals that they could make their own apple cider, like alcoholic beverages out of it and all these other uses instead of just creating these monocultures of like, you know, just having your gala apples or whatever. And they would, and back then there was like a rush to like, I forgot what the word, it wasn't patent, but like, create different varieties in the apples to make like them look in a very unique way.
Huh.
Because then you can make a lot of money selling these apples that looked like
apple
bright
breeding.
Green or like kind of orangey, you know, like or different kind of traits that they had.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I like apples. I'd go apple picking.
Yeah, but it's kind of a lot of work to get there. And then sometimes it's hot.
I guess that's true. Sometimes I haven't done it in a while.
Yeah.
I've never done it here. I haven't really been tempted.
You got to drive like 2 hours to go to like Rosewood. I can't remember what
because
the
best part
was.
About doing the apple picking is at the apple picking place.
Yeah.
They normally have all the apple things.
Like apple cider.
Where you get like the apple fritters. Mm. Yum. The apple cider.
Apple pie.
Yum.
Apple pie.
All the apple products, the apple butter, like everything apple.
Yeah.
That's the best part of going is you're having like an apple feast, not like going in the field and getting your Instagram picture.
Yeah. It literally is the fruits.
The culinary adventure.
Of like, what can you do? Yeah. Okay. Weather getting cold, for me, not worth it.
Well, that's why you live in LA.
What is cold?
If you get cold, you can go to the mountain for a day. You know?
Yeah. I would say it's about 89 today. So I don't know that it's particularly chilly in LA. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I like when it gets to like 73 is my vibe. 73. Nice. And then at night, it's like 68, 69. Oh, like that.
You open the window.
Perfection for me. Mm-hmm. I love it.
I like that it's very temperate. And then if you want the cold, you can like go to the desert in the winter. It's like cold, or you can go up to the mountains nearby and it's cold and snowy. So you get a taste, but you don't have to live in it.
Yeah. And you get to see like the passage of time when it gets cold. Like there's different plants. It's nice and crispy out. You get to change your attire. Oh, Maddie,
what a crispy R you just had.
Whoa, you like it?
Yeah, say crispy again.
Crispy. Crispy.
I can't do it again. Crunchy.
Crunchy.
Maggie has crispy R's. Kaylin, cut this TikTok right now. Maggie, say crispy, crunchy critters crawled.
Hold on, too many.
Okay.
Crispy, crunchy critters crawled.
I am not on this trend. Say crisscross. Beautiful.
Crisscross applesauce.
It's called, yeah, crispy R's. It's like what the Kardashians talk like. Where, oh. Okay, so.
I feel like I'm.
Say crispy.
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 But see, that's a crunchy.
Crispy.
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 How do you even do that? R?
I don't even.
Crispy.
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 Crispy. Crispy.
Delicious.
I love it. I've only seen it on TikTok and now it's real life.
I don't think I knew that the Kardashians were known for it. Mm-hmm. I should probably listen.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like
which Kardashian.
Yeah.
All of them?
I don't know.
I don't keep up.
One of them. I don't keep up. I can't keep up.
Yeah.
Courtney. Say Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme.
Krispy
like
Kreme.
A 1920s.
Krispy.
Give me a piece of that Krispy Kreme.
Raking leaves.
No.
Ooh.
Hate raking
leaves. Love a crispy leaf.
Chore.
Fun.
Chore.
Chore? I feel like I go out of my way. Like I'll change my step just to get the leaf.
Raking
oh,
leaves.
Oh, raking leaves. Yeah,
breaking?
Chore.
You heard breaking?
I heard like crunching leaves and I was like, yeah.
She was still in crispy R land.
And I was like, crispy
she
leaves.
She was crunching.
I love raking.
I was like, when do you even rake leaves?
I was like, do you have a rake leaves?
You own a rake?
I don't own a rake. I do not.
Sure. I used to hate doing that.
I did not like it.
No.
I never did it.
Do you ever want to live in a winter place? Or
I
like,
do.
No?
I do. I have a dream. I do have a dream you of living in cold. Dream. Yeah, I just feel like most people got to leave the climate that they grew up in, which was vastly different.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I do. I'm not living in the same town that I grew up in, but I'm still within the same state. So I.
Yeah.
But where do all these people leave for, Maggie? Your state.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a reason we migrate.
I wouldn't say that I would want to move somewhere permanently, but I would like to experience.
Oh my gosh, where?
Winter.
I could see you in New York in a big
She's
way.
Moving to New Zealand.
New Zealand.
New Zealand.
No, it has to be close enough to family, but I would like a couple months out of the year. But
a couple months?
Yeah, just to like see.
Are you going to do the heart of it? Like December, January, February?
Yeah, Minnesota.
You got to do January, February. Those January, are the worst February. Months.
And then I'll come back crying and be like, Becky, why did I do that?
And we'll be like, it was your, you had to take this journey, little one.
The blizzard where you have no power.
Yeah.
Your pipes are frozen.
Oh, let me tell you, you're not living till you're sleeping in a hoodie and sweatpants with socks and a hat, baby. That's a rough. Real
How
February.
Do you even get up in the morning?
Painfully.
Yeah.
Oh, getting up in the winter.
Awful.
Cold plunge.
Yeah.
It really is a cold plunge.
Yeah. That's why everybody hibernates.
Yeah.
And like running to get like a sweatshirt out of bed and like, I have to get dressed. Because my house too was like, it was built in 1906. So
Drafty.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do that for a video one day. Maggie lives in New York in February.
I think that's and see how I good video.
Yeah. See how I survive. See
I feel
I
like
do.
It should be somewhere worse.
Worse?
Like Wisconsin.
I feel like it has to be somewhere cold.
Wisconsin.
And windy. And windy.
You're going to be in St. Paul.
Yeah.
St. Paul would be pretty.
Although like, you're pretty cozy.
I don't know about like over there. What about like Switzerland? Chocolate?
Switzerland?
I just don't want
to
be.
She's fully leaving the U.S. She's like, I can't go to Minnesota. I got to go to Switzerland.
Yeah. Sounds
close
fun.
To family.
Yeah. Sounds fun. Well, Minnesota is also not close to family, so.
You might
I really
well.
Want to be in it.
Yeah, or Germany. I feel like Germany probably gets really cold, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's got
it's chiller. Yeah. Seems like
just
a place
go to the mountains
that gets cold.
Anywhere, you know?
Yeah.
Cold.
Mountain towns.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you guys both, Illinois and New York, upstate New York, are known for
Bold.
Yeah. I mean, Matt, did you, like, were there times when, like, what was the biggest snow you lived through?
I don't remember. I just remember that, like, often the snow would still be, like, almost up to your knees on Mother's Day.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
And, like, there were days.
Whoa. Wait, in that's in May?
Mm-hmm. And there were days in, for school, where it was too cold, the buses couldn't start.
Oh, my gosh.
So we wouldn't have school for, like, 3 or 4 days in a row because it was so cold, the buses couldn't start.
And then you had to make them up at the end of the year.
Oh, what? That's bullshit.
Yeah. So you were really excited when a snow day happened, but then you were like, fuck. Because then you had to make them up at the end of the year.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What was like the most days that you've ever had to make up in 1 year? Is it more than five?
Oh, yeah. I think in college we had a blizzard once and they canceled all the classes. And Jesus, my roommate and I, the snowplow had finally gotten to us because you have to wait for the snowplow.
Yeah.
And it plowed us in. So our entire building
oh my gosh,
was trapped and we couldn't leave because we couldn't open the doors.
Oh my gosh.
So we were fully like trapped inside of our building for 2 days. We were like, help us.
So that's why when people get food, it's because of that. It's like you might be trapped, like fully trapped in a building.
Oh yeah. You need to stock up.
I don't think I've ever dealt with that.
Yeah, I didn't like that. That was the only time I've ever been snowed in that way. My car's been snowed in before and I had to dig it out.
That's the worst. The plow just dumps it on your car.
Yeah, and it's like,
your car's iced in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then there's nothing you can do until you have to wait. There's
no, you have to get your shovel and dig yourself out.
Yeah.
What did the horses do then when it was 4 feet of snow? Because that's a long time. If it's May,
yeah,
there's 4 feet of snow for like months. Well, normally you like
kind of plow. You know,
you so plow.
Go out.
Can you use like fire to melt it?
Oh, that's
no, we never melt torch.
That's what I would do. I'd be like, melt.
I got a torch. Some people do
Maggie's
hot water.
Out there with a fire blower.
Uh-huh. I was like, maybe like a blow dryer?
Blow dryer?
That you'd plug into. It'd be just cordless.
Like a cord. Like the longest
heating
cord.
Of the world.
The longest extension cord.
So you're so did you own a plow then or did you pay the city or
we
something?
Like, no, we had like a tractor and you just used the tractor.
You know,
to plow the field. What is a tractor but a plow for the dirt?
Yeah, but a plow for dirt.
What is a tractor but the snow plow's cousin?
Yeah, exactly.
So you're a naked plow. You're still riding horses in the middle of the winter.
Yeah.
Did you have a like indoor
what
arena?
What do the horses do?
We didn't, but there were ones nearby we could use and stuff, you know?
They're like basically naked.
So you like would put them in the trailer.
Or you could just ride them there.
Oh.
Do they get little jackets?
Yeah, they have blankets.
Okay.
Blankets for their booties.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are their little poops frozen?
Yeah, it's gross.
Really?
You would find critter
poops. Or they'll
poops.
Be like steaming, you know?
Oh.
Yeah, dog poops in Chicago were always like rock hard. And you're like, oh my God. Just pick up your little poo ice cube. Your poo cube.
Pick up your little cube.
It makes it easier to pick it up. I feel like.
I know. I'm like, it's not even going to get on your hands. Like, pick up your poo cubes.
Yeah, you don't even need a bag.
It's not even gross. Like, just pick it up, throw it in the garbage, you nasty little dog walker.
Your dog walker.
You're just there juggling dog poop off the sidewalk.
Yeah, I always felt really bad for people in Chicago who had doggies in the winter.
The
I was like,
to get little shoes.
Walking out in that, I was like, mm-mm.
Not fun.
Yeah. I'd let that dog pee in my bathtub.
Yeah.
I feel like it's the easiest place to clean. If your dog was going to pee anywhere in your house, like the bathtub is a good place for him to
pee.
It's
going to be hard to train them to do that, though.
Oh, I've tried. When we got like lots of rain, I was like, Bowie, I pointed at the shower drain. He was like, what? And I like sat there for 5 minutes. I was like, go. Go. And he just like looked at me like, Mom.
You got to put some grass in there. Like make
some
it like
leaves.
A beautiful experience.
He would not.
Him. Dim the light.
He would not.
Because will he go out in the rain?
He doesn't like it.
He doesn't like it, but he will if he like will. Really has to.
Yeah.
He's got to go.
Yeah. I mean, my dog really likes cold weather. Like he'd way rather go out in the cold than, and I think some other dog breeds, like probably like German Shepherds or whatever.
Like mountain dogs.
Or like who have like a lot of fur.
Huskies.
So cute.
Huskies are meant for snow.
Built for it.
Yeah.
Huskies in Southern California, I'm always like,
I know.
Okay?
I always think about that too. Yeah.
Hot I'm babies.
Like, they got to be sweating, but they can't sweat.
Dogs don't sweat.
Dogs don't sweat.
That's cool.
That's why they pant. It's because it's, that's the
they
only
regulate
way
through
that
their
they
paws.
Can. Oh, really?
That's what they say.
Oh, yeah. That's
interesting.
Cool.
Interesting.
Wow.
Okay. The weather getting colder. I don't like, by the way, I don't like Face ID on phones. It to me is like
too much AI.
Slows. No, I don't even care about that. But it just slows. It doesn't recognize my face ever.
I miss thumb.
Me too.
I missed the thumb.
The thumb was the best one.
It was so quick.
And I would rather never put in my password than be
I never had to like rip off my mask.
Yeah.
Or like if I'm like scrunched up in my pillow, I'd be like,
yeah, exactly. Like, you see me.
Like, that's not you.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Salem, worth a trip?
Never been.
I've never been, but
like
I
Salem
want
Witch
to.
Trials.
Salem Witch Trials. Salem, I feel like you must have been, right? Because it's close enough.
I've never been.
You've never been?
No.
Would you guys go? If you were in Boston for a week, would you go?
100%. Well, isn't Salem like a couple hours from Boston?
Yeah. I think it's only like an hour or two. Maybe an hour and a half.
I would 100% go.
Yeah.
My girlfriend Natalie, who used to live in Boston for like 10 years, went. And she said it was like incredible.
You have to go see your ancestors, Becky.
Oh, burn.
Literally, but 1 week ago to the day, I told him, I feel like you're meaner to your male friends than you are to me. And he said, challenge accepted.
Matt chose violence today.
Matt chose violence. You better watch out. I might call on some people.
Put a hex
call on your ancestors.
Abadacadabra over here. I would definitely go to Salem. I have some people I need to accuse of things. I need to point some fingers. He's tickled himself. Look at him. I saw a TikTok I really, really liked. And it was this guy dressed up as like a little witch. And he was like, I don't want to start drama, but I saw Goody Proctor dancing with the devil. That really tickled me. Yeah. I would definitely go to see family, obviously. And then. And like the history. I feel like that's a really like good place to like really that's be. True. Especially like Boston in general and Massachusetts.
And I mean,
in
maybe you'll see Hocus Pocus.
Here we go.
I was waiting for where that was going to go.
I know.
I would like to see the Hocus Pocus town.
Aren't they going to make a third one?
They are making a third one. I did see an article about that. Yeah.
I thought the newer one was a little more family friendly. I like the old one.
You like the raunch.
I mean, the scene that really made me laugh was when they were in the CVS. The pharmacy.
Yeah. That was funny. That was a cute one.
I feel like one of your dogs should be, or you should dress your dogs up as all three.
Oh yeah, they could be the sisters.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
That'd be cute.
We do have a lot of costumes, but we haven't done a lot.
Winnie.
That would definitely be Kimbop.
The star.
Yeah. I went to Salem and it was really cool.
Whoa,
loved it.
Was it during Halloween or a different time?
No, it was just a random day. It was during the fall, and if you want spooky any year round, you can go into lots of witchy little stores.
Witchy stores.
I went with my good friend from college who was born there.
Oh.
She's born in Salem, and she is my witchiest friend. Wow. She has like very spooky vibe.
That is cool.
Like kind of just like definitely knows tarot, like watches tarot videos.
Oh, okay.
Kind of thing.
Whoa.
I know. But we went to the museum. It was really absurd. You gotta go. And absurd. I would say
that's cool.
10 out of 10 recommend.
I feel like places where like lots of people died kind of freaks me out.
Oh,
like
yeah.
When they have like, you can go to like a haunted prison. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
You've never been Alcatraz.
So I feel like, no. And so I feel like Salem would be one of those places where I'm like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it too scary because so many people died?
I mean, that's like
But
all
it is
of
history.
Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like going to the catacombs in Paris. Mm-mm. I don't know if that's going to be on my bucket list of Paris, you know?
No.
No, I don't think it's. Why'd you say it like that?
No.
What are you saying?
He's trying to allude to the fact you're a witch.
To make it spookier for
what?
You.
Have you been to Alcatraz? You liked it?
Yeah, Alcatraz is cool. I mean, it's
sad.
Commercialized. You know what I mean? You go on like a tour, you take like the boat there and you do like the tour around and they bring you to certain spots. So it doesn't feel like scary.
Yeah.
But you can go, there's a night tour that I really wanted to do where they bring you at night. And you go like on the boat out there at night and it's supposed to be like really dark and stuff. So it's supposed to be spookier.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess that's one of those things that's like history is scary. So you have to look at it, but also I'd be scared.
Yeah.
You know?
It is sort of like, the darkness. Do you want to address it? You just have to be in the right headspace.
Yeah.
And you have to like protect yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
Use a protection spell, Becky.
Soups. Worth it?
Soup?
I thought you were saying suits.
It's soup weather.
Suits? I do have lots to say.
My Frost fan club.
Soup. Yeah, soup. I love soup.
You love soup?
Who doesn't love soup?
I love soup.
Soup season.
Which soup?
Which not soup?
You know? Like all the soups?
Yeah.
Every I love soup? All soup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My favorites like, yeah. are baked potato.
Love baked potato.
Matzo ball.
Matzo ball
I love
matzo ball.
Specifically, Erica Schmeck makes a really good matzo ball soup.
Yum. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I was also going to ask you, what are you, what's your cooking? What's your dinner vibe? What are you eating with a baby? Like, is it hard to feed yourself?
It is. It is hard to feed yourself with a baby. Yeah. I would say it's more the timing.
15 pieces of pizza.
I just eat pizza
25
all day.
Hot dogs.
No. It's a lot of like, you have to think about what you're going to eat. Otherwise, you're not going to eat.
Mm. Yeah.
And especially our timeline of everything. Cause like Keith obviously works till like 6-ish. Sometimes he'll work later. And he goes to bed at like 6:45, 7.
Aww.
So Keith comes home, does the bedtime routine. But if we're both together, we can like, yesterday we went to dinner at 4 p.m.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
So it's either you eat dinner really, really early or you eat dinner after he goes to bed.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But and you have to cook dinner after
And you have to cook dinner,
too.
Yeah. So we do like, a lot of like chicken and vegetables.
Yes.
Because it's like you can really easily throw, and I don't want to do a bunch of dishes after cleaning all of his dishes.
Get out that Instapot. Bam.
Is this true? We sous vide.
Perfect for soup season.
It is perfect for soup season. I just feel like there's so many instructions. I've never like really, really dove into the Instapot. I made curry in it once.
Sous vide, everybody's talking about sous vide.
You got a sous vide, girl.
Where do you get the plastic? Do you just buy it on Amazon or something? The plastic you put it in?
Oh, no. The sous vide, like when it's like a food saver. You can buy it. They have it at like Target.
Oh.
Yeah, I think the brand is literally called Food Saver.
Oh.
You can also just do it in a Ziploc bag.
Yeah, you can do it in a Ziploc bag.
You can?
You just have to get all the, just get as much air out as you can. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know Ziploc was that heat safe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sous vide. Because it seems like it's like, according to TikTok.
You need to buy a sous vide.
Oh. Oh, wait. I thought it was putting it in boiling water in a plastic bag.
No. It is, but it's a specific, it needs to stay at a specific temperature for an extended period of time.
It's a specific device that you put in a big vat of water.
So it's like a big, it's like a big stick, basically. And you hit the temperature.
Oh.
And you have to have like a big, we use like a stock pot.
Okay.
And then you put it in and hit it. And it'll keep it at the consistent temperature.
A little jacuzzi.
Yeah. A little jacuzzi.
But it's really good for chicken because it's hard to overcook it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You'd have to cook it for like 6 hours to overcook it.
Oh.
I feel like that's a good way to cook chicken too because I'm always like freaked out that I'm undercooking it. But if you can get it to the right temperature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not too overdone.
And then
underdone.
Keith told me you can also sous vide and then freeze.
Sous vide free.
Sous vide freeze. Or freeze. Freeze to sous vide.
Oh.
So you can freeze a bunch of chicken. Like he put a bunch of like seasoning on chicken.
Yeah.
Is freezing it in the freezer. And then ready I can meal. Just take it out and throw it in the sous vide and it'll be done by dinner time. Low
set
mass.
It and forget it.
Set it and forget it. That's my vibe.
Easy.
So that's what you eat with the baby.
What are you souping, Maggie?
What am I souping? I guess I wasn't a soup recently, but after we were obsessed with cycladic chickpeas.
What is a cycladic chickpea?
They're Greek chickpeas. You use like a variety of different like herbs and seasonings, and then you can put them in a crock pot for like 6 to 8 hours. You have to soak them first because I use dry chickpeas first. I guess you could use them from a can, but you have to just be careful not to do it too hot because then they just turn into soup.
Oh.
Yeah, but it was really yummy. What other kinds of soup do I like? I don't discriminate against soups. I'll eat any soup.
We like that Greek soup that I can never say the name of.
Yeah. There's like a...
Matt knows it. The Avilagol.
The one that's the meatball soup?
No, the chicken and lemon and egg.
And you have to introduce the egg very slowly.
I'm going to look it up so that I don't offend the Greeks.
I don't remember what it's called.
It's very yummy. That one's really yummy. Oh, I took... I guess I don't actually know if this is all shabu places, but I took Zach to shabu for the first time and he was silent for 45 minutes and he's like, I'm so happy right now.
Wait, where did he go? He
went to shabu. Shabu.
They gave us like water and broth and like he cooked his vegetables and his meats and his noodles. It was like the first time we went and he was so happy. He's like, why haven't we done this before? I was like, I honestly don't know.
The Greek soup is called Avagol Amono.
So good.
I'm not saying it right, but it's a family of sauces and soups made with egg yolk and lemon juice mixed with broth, heated until they thicken. They're found in Greek, Arab, Shepherdic, Jewish, Turkish, Balkan, and Jewish Italian cuisine. And it's delicious. It tastes creamy, but there's not cream in it.
It's egg.
Oh. You like slowly pour the egg in and like stir.
But it's not like egg drop, which is...
You know? Not egg drop. Mm-mm. No.
Where it's like a textural. Where it'll
cook the egg. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah. You're trying to like cook the egg, eat, like coat the egg on everything. It's yeah. really good. Yeah. I love it.
Thick.
Thick.
It's
yeah.
thick.
Thick. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Going to a football game.
Okay. Oh, that was the question.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Sounds good.
I mean, I've never really been into football games, so
pass. Yeah. Pass. Have you ever been forced to go with like yes, a boyfriend? Yes,
I was in. I was in. What's it called? The marching band. Oh. Not the marching band. The one
pep
that,
band.
Pep band.
What did you play?
I played the trumpet.
Mm, Matt.
Oh. Yeah.
That's so cool.
I haven't played in so long.
You should get back in.
That'd be bad. It'd be bad.
Come on, man.
It'd be bad.
Do you have, so you have went a trumpet? To a tickle. We have a trumpet. Yeah, we do. Yeah.
It's ready for you.
It's ready. It's all warmed up.
It's all Keith warmed
Keith
it up.
Warmed it up for you. He got nice. That spit valve ready.
Ew. Gross.
So you went to too many growing up.
Yeah. No okay. thanks.
Yeah. So you're like, that's enough. Have you guys been, when was the last time you went to a football game?
I went to the Bears-Rams game a couple years ago.
Oh, how was it?
I don't understand football. I don't understand the rules. I think it's a lot slower than baseball.
Whoa.
Yeah, I feel like baseball moves a lot quicker. And I also feel like it's probably very bad for your brains to play football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
if you get hit.
If you get hit, maybe that's why you got to be really good at football and not get hit. Maybe mm-hmm. that's the secret. I don't know. The game was fine. I thought it was fun, like communal watching of something, but I don't typically seek out football. I would go to a baseball game before I went to a football game.
Ooh, baseball.
Hot take.
Yeah, baseball is faster than football.
But I also never lived in a place or went to a school where football was part big. Of the culture.
Yeah.
Like my high school, my college, neither mm-hmm. were like, I mean, they had football teams, but mm-hmm. they weren't ones that you were like stoked about or anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My high school actually didn't have a football team.
Whoa.
I know. Which is kind of interesting. I don't know why they did it.
It's interesting.
But when was the last time you went?
A long time ago.
Yeah.
A very mm-hmm. long time ago. Yeah. Zach's always on his fantasy football.
Oh, yeah.
On his
Zach
phone.
Is a
fan.
Yeah. He's a football
He always
guy.
Has
yeah.
football playing mm-hmm. during football season on Sundays. Yeah. So, like, oh I'll God. Watch with him and I'll, like, try and understand. But I mean, we have different interests and that's okay.
All right. Let's do one more.
I think we're going to pass on football.
Football.
Pass on football.
Football.
Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose. That's the only football I watch, baby. Mm. Coach Taylor.
Oh, my God.
Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
Back to school. Back to school vibes. When you were a kid, like when you were in high school, how'd you feel about back to school? Were you like, fuck, or were you like, this is great?
Ooh.
I think it was like exciting.
Yeah.
You get like your textbooks and you get to like make new covers for them and get
I
all
liked
your,
going to Target.
All your
I
folders
loved-
in order. Yes. All that stuff.
Feeling organized.
Yeah.
New pencils,
mm-hmm. new lunchbox,
new teachers.
I really liked summer because my mom worked at a public school, so she was off for the summer.
Oh, fun.
So that was always really fun.
Yeah.
But back to school was also really fun.
Mm-hmm. Because
then I wasn't just hanging out with my parents all the time.
You got your friends back.
But yeah, I think I liked back to school. I think I liked it more in college.
Uh-huh.
Because it was like more fun.
Yeah, I mean, I always got anxious because I went to
new
Tufts
roommate.
And yeah, oh, new roommates. Yeah. Oh my gosh, do you remember walking Crazy. In? Like, how did you meet your freshman year roommate? Do you remember that moment where you're like, oh, we're like in the same room?
I think we met on Facebook first.
Yeah, actually, yeah,
we like connected. They were like, talk to your roommate.
Yeah,
yeah.
We had a message board.
Yeah, and then you met them, and it was like,
yeah. But I roomed with friends the next year.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
so that was a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
In the same room or in like a suite?
A different room. Yeah. It was, we were in like, they called it a quad because there were four of us living in there. But it was like not like, there was one communal area and then our bunk beds were like touching each other. It was very small. It was a very small space for four women to live in.
You were in bunk beds?
Oh, yeah. Bunk Whoa. Beds. I was top bunk, baby. Ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
Did you ever fall?
Ooh, ooh. No. I don't know how I got in it though. It wasn't like there were stairs to it. We kind of like monkey climbed.
You top bunk?
Yeah. We monkey wow. climbed. I was like, whoa, 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 I'm at the top. But I was like back to school during college because I did summer school. Mm. So like back to school meant that there were like more people in my classes. I didn't have to see the same like eight people that I was seeing all the time.
Yeah. Right. Were you doing summer school to get credits or were you like what was the motivation?
Freshman year, I did summer school at the community college by my parents' house because it was cheaper
mm-hmm.
to
oh,
get
yeah, yeah.
My core because you had to do like your major class and your core classes.
All the credits. Mm-hmm.
So I took math and science at my community college to get those out of the way so I could take more theater classes and journalism classes during the year.
Very clever. Yeah.
And then after that, I stayed during the summer because I was a double major in theater and broadcasting. So I couldn't get all of my broadcasting credits done during the year.
Uh-huh.
So I got all of them done during the summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is actually a huge hack for anybody in college, community college during summer to get the baseline. Because, And were you working in college?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't work during the school year. Oh, no, okay. I did work during the school year. But usually I just work during the summers.
Becky Miller, live from...
Live. Oh, my God. My school posted some of our broadcasting things, and I was like, oh, my God, please take this down off the internet.
Well, thank you so much for sitting with us today, learning about all of our spooktacular past and plans. Until next time, remember to vote. Register to vote. Vote. Wash your hands. Pee after sex. Get all of your boosters and vaxes. Be nice to people. Be nice to yourself. And see you next time.
Bye.